In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So I have a question for you. Are you awake? At least a little bit. And actually, I don't mean, are you still sleepy this fine Sunday morning? I'm talking about life. Are you awake to your life? At least a little bit. The sociologist recently did a comparison of people at famous landmarks from the 50s, 30 years later from the 80s, and then 30 years later today. Whether it was the Taj Mahal, the Great Wall of China, the Eiffel Tower, he found all the same things. Share an example from Old Faithful at Yellowstone Park. 1980s, nearly everyone was looking through a camera. They had tripods, they had big lenses, they had their little snapshot cameras. And when Old Faithful went off, everybody's looking through a lens. And the clicking sound actually muffled the sound of the geyser. So many cameras were going off at the same time. Today, not only is everyone holding cameras, but about two-thirds of the people have their back to Old Faithful because they're holding their cameras like this. They're not even facing the world wonder that they came to see. But back in the 50s, there's a photograph of everybody at Old Faithful, and everybody is smiling, everybody is facing the event, the people are holding hands, they have kids on shoulders facing forward. A few of the kids are actually looking up at their parents, obviously, like, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing? A few parents looking down at the kid watching through their eyes, but everybody is engaged with what's going on and with the people around them. Which group is awake? Which group is truly awake? We get so distracted by the petty that sometimes we miss the real. In our epistle today to the Hebrews that we heard has a very important lesson. It starts quoting from Psalms and says, "In the beginning, God laid the foundations of the heaven and the earth. And at some point, this universe is going to grow old like a garment. And God is just going to take the corners and fold it up and put it all away. But in the middle of that, between its foundation and between the time God folds up this universe, here comes us. Here we are. And even if the universe outlasts us, like we expect it to, our own lives are going to grow old like a garment and someday be folded up and put away." And so we get to this lesson at the heart of this passage, and it says, "Therefore, we must pay more careful attention to the things that we have heard, lest we drift away. Our lives are growing old and being folded up. Therefore, pay attention. Pay all the more attention. Wake up. Pay attention to what you have heard, lest your souls drift away." And then the passage goes on to say that God himself is bearing witness with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. My question for you and for us is, do you see them? Do you see his signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit? Are you awake? Does your soul see the signs and wonders? Does your heart feel the gifts? Does your spirit hear the words of our God? Or is our back turned because our lives are so filled with our own version of Twitter? You know, God's energies are coming all the time. They're coming by the hour, they're coming by the minute, they're coming by every heartbeat. Sometimes we don't even notice them because they're ordinary. But to quote Craig Minowa, a miracle's a miracle, even when it's ordinary. Most of the time we don't notice them because we're not paying attention. Are you awake to see them? This week in the church, second Sunday of Lent, we remember St. Gregory Palamas. Gregory lived some 800 years ago, and he taught that humans can experience the divine energies of God. In your bulletin, I put a short passage by Gregory. He wrote a lot of stuff, but God shows himself in ways that fit who you are. God's not limited to a single way of showing. He shows himself the way you are. If you're an active person, he'll show it one way. If you're a contemplative person, he'll show it in another way. It's a wonderful, beautiful concept. But the truth is, too often our souls are sleepwalking and we miss him. God makes himself available in ways that you will see personally for you. God is calling your name your way. Are we awake to hear it? St. Gregory, he practiced something called hesychasm, which is a fancy word for inner silence, for inner calm. Silence not so much of the ears as silence of the heart, and a focus on the name of Jesus in that silence. Because if you're distracted by 100,000 things, you're going to miss the signs. You're going to miss the wonders, and you're going to miss the gifts that God works in you and around you. Because if even your average tourist misses a geyser right behind them because they have to get the perfect Snapchat, how likely is a soul distracted by 100,000 things going to see a quiet movement of the Holy Spirit in life? When our daughter Rachel was little, she's about 2.5 years old, we were still living in New York, she invented this game. And no offense to my other kids, but this is the best game that any child has ever invented in their entire life. This game was every dad's dream. She said, "Dad, you lay on the couch and pretend to be asleep, and I'll run back and forth." There is no better game that any child has ever invented. And so I laid on the couch, closed my eyes, and I heard the rhythmic feet, bum, 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 bum. We had hardwood floors in that home. Next thing I know, I feel her little hands whapping me. "Daddy, Daddy, you're pretending too hard." But it's the story, really, of my spiritual life. God is running back and forth. His energies are flying a mile a minute in this world. He is coming to us over and over and over again in ways that we really have the capacity to see and the capacity to recognize. Working signs and wonders, giving gifts to the Holy Spirit. And am I awake? No. I am asleep. I have been pretending too hard and have stopped noticing. And so I'm going to give myself some homework this week, and maybe a few of you will join me. And that homework is to find some time every day where you can quiet your heart. Find some time every day this week where you focus on the name of Jesus. And find some time every day to pay attention to the signs and wonders and gifts that might have gone on in the previous 12 or 24 hours while you're doing this. And just see what happens. Give it 7 days. 7 days of just finding a time for quiet. Finding a time to focus on the name of Jesus. And finding a time to think about the things you've seen and heard. And then when God asks, "Are you awake?" maybe you can at least answer a little bit. Amen.